Hey guys, what is going on? Let's get it. Welcome back.
Hello and welcome to the Holly Philippa podcast show. Holly is an established, incredible life coach, trainer to the stars, nutritionist and well-being coach, and fitness app guru. Sharing her words of wisdom with you all, this is not your average health and fitness podcast. It is so much more. Hang tight for some incredible knowledge bombs, spiritual chats, and amazing guests. Welcome to the show.
What is popping, guys? Welcome back to the Holly Philippa podcast show. Now, it's been a hot minute since I've recorded, I know. So I want to provide you guys with a little update from the crew, what is going on in Holly's world. And yeah, someone popped in my DMs this morning like, oh my God, love your podcast. When you're recording another one, I was like, okay, right, yeah, I need to take action, get some content out there for you guys, give you some updates, some health and wellness tips, beauty tips, whatever it may be. If you're new to the show, welcome. Hey, how are you? Little lowdown on me. I'm just going to give you an update, guys, because I feel like if you know your host, you can connect with your host, and it's always good. So, who is Holly Philippa? Holly Philippa, basically, probably known for my health and wellness, well-being, career industries, when IG, Instagram kind of blew up, and that was just me, you know, Instagram fitness. It's always been a huge part of my life. Then I decided to obviously make a career out of it. If you can hear some heavy breathing in the background, that is my doggy Ocean. I'm just trying to wear him out. We're on a walk. So yeah, health, well-being, fitness, trainer at Hell Country Club. Yeah, so that's probably what you guys knew me for, or know me for, right? Health and well-being, because social media now, it's kind of, you know, everyone has that, I'm gonna say, like, tag of what they are, who they are, when we really are multidimensional beings as such, and we have to embrace every single dimension of those beings, be it creativity, business, love, personal life. And it has to be a holistic approach to life. Before I did my, obviously, all my fitness, you know, went into the fitness career path industry, did very, very well, worked with loads of huge companies, brands, etc. Did a few competitions, coached a few, well, a lot of people. Yeah. And before that, I did makeup. So worked at MAC whilst I was at university. And if you don't know about MAC, everyone wanted to be a MAC girl. That was my dream. I wanted to be a MAC girl. If you grew up in Manchester, I used to see those stunning girls, like, they all embraced their own fashion, their own kind of style, who they were, and I just really rated that, and I really wanted to be a MAC girl. And you know what, I manifested that. I manifested being a PT as well. So when I was in Dubai, I lived in Dubai, this is after MAC, after graduating from university, fashion buying, getting a 2-1. I think I went through some crazy breakup, and you know, as you do, you always like, right, I'm going to move country, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So I ended up getting a job for Emirates. Don't know why, because I'm quite short, only just, you know, passed the, you know, when you do the touch test, if you've done the Emirates test, you know what I mean? You have to be able to reach like the cabin, you know, the overhead lockers, etc. So, I mean, I was buzzing that I got through. Such a journey, because prior to that, I actually used to be scared of flying, would you know? So intense course, you do all the safety stuff, all the stuff, living in Dubai, really cool. And just a little message to you all, just make the most out of life where you're at right now, because you'll look back and be like, I could have made so much more from that part of my life. And that for me is Dubai. Like, I feel like I made the most of it based on my energy levels. Like, you know, I did some promo work as well out there, like golf stuff, all that kind of stuff. And I just wish I'd lived a little more as well, like partied. And I think that's probably applicable now in life. I don't know if since COVID and stuff like that, I think, you know, we've all got to live a little more and find that balance in life. So yeah, Dubai, Emirates, crew, kind of cool. Well, it was a good experience. I traveled the world, I saw a lot. So yeah, before Mac, obviously university, etc. Mac was pretty cool because I really wanted to be a Mac girl, and then I became a Mac girl. Selfridges, Exchange Square. I actually became the face of Selfridges 2011, the beauty hall, when they recalibrated. They moved the beauty hall from downstairs to the first floor as you walk in. So is it ground floor? And yeah, what an experience. It was super, super cool. I mean, I'm 33, guys. I feel like I've experienced and done a lot in my life. And I think that's key. So yeah, why am I talking about myself? Just because I think it's quite good therapy, to be honest, guys. And I want you to all know that you can truly achieve anything that you want in life. You know, if you have that vision, if you have that motivation, the one thing that will definitely hold you back is for sure self-belief. You have to believe in yourself, no matter what you want to achieve. And the law of attraction, it is a real thing. It is 100% a real thing. Because obviously manifested being a Mac girl, got it. I was like, whoa, how did I even get that? Then I did this incredible PT business career. Wow, how didn't even get that? I made vision boards of what I wanted, and it came true. So, currently, who is Holly Philippa? What is Holly Philippa up to? So, still coaching people, online coaching. I've got a fitness app. A lot of my work is online. I coach people one-to-one, so more premium exclusive coaching, kind of encompassing everything in life, mind, body, soul. That's my 360 program. Do I PT? Not at the moment, because I am a full-time mommy. And I want to spend as much time as I can with Sane until I go back to kind of physical work one-to-one, if I even do, because my online coaching, that takes up such a big part of my time and my life, and the ability to work with people all over the world is absolutely incredible. Now, health, well-being, beauty, all my background, numerous courses, Reiki, that kind of stuff. And I do think as a person, you're here to experience everything that you can in life. And going for anything that your soul calls you to in the next chapter. If that resonates with anyone. And I think since obviously all the COVID stuff, there's been, you know, I feel like the world slowed down. A lot of people even feel lost. I mean, there was two ways you could go. You could feel lost, or you could have been like, right, no. A lot of people made the most out of it and they started new businesses. And, you know, it's all about timing in life. And like I say, it's all about self-belief as well. So this is your message today, to go and get out there, chase those dreams, do what you've always wanted to do, and make yourself proud. Because it is possible and you can do it. So, yeah, this is turning into a bit of a self-belief, self-esteem kind of episode. But those two things are really, really important in who you are, where you want to be in life, where you currently are in the journey to get there. And just staying true to yourself, your morals, who you are as a person with integrity is so, 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 so key in a world where there's loads of Instagram posts. We all want to be a different person. We don't want to be us anymore. But you have something to offer the world. It's so, so true. And you could be inspiring so many people out there. So you have to be you. Don't focus on being someone else or wanting to be someone else. You have to really, really be you. And that's where the magic happens with anything in life. Yeah. Yeah, guys. Very, very true. So, yeah. And then update on my life currently. So obviously Saint is 10 months old. He is amazing. He's gorgeous. He's beautiful. He's like just absolute perfection to me. We've got my other baby, Ocean. He's now 2.5. He's recently had Boas surgery. If anyone's even bothered. Bulldogs, obviously they can't breathe. I don't know if you can hear him or he's going to be like totally drowning out my voice in this episode because he's panting already. Yeah. And then I'm just focusing really on being a full-time mum. And I did not realise how much your world changes. Now, obviously your world changes when, you know, something amazing comes into your life, something new, something unexperienced, something you've never experienced before. Everything changes and nothing can prepare you for it. And it's so important as a mum never to compare yourself to other mums or other people's experiences, other people's journeys, all those kind of things. Like sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks amazing. She's got her hair did. She looks fresh. She looks incredible. And there's me with my ultimate bun head, you know, power walking around. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, how is she doing it? But who knows what happens behind these Instagram photos, behind closed doors. Like, that's why it's so important never to compare ourselves to other people, especially as a mum, because we have to be our strongest, bravest, strongest physically, mentally, spiritually self for our sons, our daughters. And how do you get that? How do you achieve that? You have to be strong in every aspect of your life and sleep. Sleep as well, guys. That is one that is very important. You gotta sleep. Without sleep, wow. Update on my sleep. I don't sleep as deep anymore because I think when you have, you know, it's like anything. Like when you have your partner in bed or your baby next to you or something in the room, I don't think you ever sleep as deep because you're constantly in a state of fight or flight. You're constantly, you know, protecting that baby. Like you have to kind of lightly sleep, probably back to cavewoman, caveman times when you lightly sleep to protect. So I never go into a deep sleep. I try and catch naps here and there, but there's so much to fit in one day, isn't there, guys? There's so much to fit in one day. But when you can get those naps in, if you can, and when you can. So many people have asked me as well, like, are you a single mom? Are you doing this with someone? Like, who's the dad? Basically, maybe I'll do another podcast on that. Just kind of experience with everything and, you know, my experience becoming a mother and telling my story. But right now, I'm not going there. We're gonna just obviously keep everything for you guys and not be as personal at this moment with kind of like my whole experience, even though it's always good to kind of share, etc., and it helps other people. So I will do that for another episode for you guys, just kind of telling you my story, my journey, etc. So I'm going to try and keep this episode short and sweet, and then I'm going to plan my next episodes with my guests. Because we all need to work on ourselves, right? And my thing is planning. I have to plan. I'm so bad at planning. I'm a Pisces. I'm water. I'm a flower. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Vata Pitta in doshas. So I'm very airy. Like my head is up in the clouds, etc. But planning is a key skill with anything, right? So, and it allows that state of flow, I suppose. And it takes a little bit of stress off life. So no one's perfect. I need to work on things, a lot of things. Planning is one. So I want to share with you some top tips when it becomes just preparing you to become a mum. And this is my own experience. As I say, everyone's journey is different, but hopefully these will help. Like literally number one, don't expect anything too much of yourself. So you can go into the birth with a birth plan. My birth plan didn't go to plan, even though it was a plan and I just spoke about planning. You have to not be hard on yourself when it comes to those things and drop the ego. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't want no painkillers. No, I'm going to squat Saint out. I'm strong. Blah, blah. Wow, no. I thought I was going to die. I think I probably would have died if I wasn't at the hospital. So ended up having the epidural, having the morphine shot. Morphine made me feel horrible. Like I just wanted that out of my system. I had to ride that out for about 3 hours. I was like, oh, it was still painful. And oh my gosh, no to the morphine for me. Epidural, yes, 100%. That was amazing. And then the gas and air, yes, that was just kind of like a bit of a distraction against the contractions. So don't put too much pressure on yourself and do what's right for you and your baby, because you need to get your baby here safe, basically. So drop the ego and do, you know, what is right for you. There's so much out there, hypnobirthing. Like, I was going to do a course on hypnobirthing and stuff, and she's like, man, it's too much pressure, and there's already too much pressure in the world. You have to, like, literally just get Satan here safe, and then we go from there. Not sure how much in depth I went in one of the other episodes in regards to the birth, but wow, it was crazy. And then from a spiritual perspective, I'll go into that in another episode of what someone in my family saw. Anyway, yeah, so don't put too much pressure on yourself. You do not need, number two, you do not need loads and loads of baby clothes, because they grow fast. Literally, white baby grows, organic cotton, or just even 100% cotton are going to be your savior. Literally, Asda. Go and stock up. Get like 10 white baby grows long sleeve, 10 white baby grows short sleeve, a couple of pram suits, a hat. That is it. But I know, like, it's so exciting, the first part of the journey when you become a mum, you're like, oh my god, I want to get everything, I want to do this, I want to do that. Like, literally, I got the most expensive of everything. I got, like, the Nuna pram. I was like, now I'm like, I didn't need all that. Like, you know, the main focus is Saint. It's not about what he's got or what he's got on. It's just the warmth, the love, and the support from the mum, and doing the best for them, and that kind of stuff. So yeah, don't overdo it with the clothes, because they grow fast, guys. Don't overdo it with anything either, really. Don't put too much pressure on yourself when it comes to those things. Tip three, I mean, I don't know what's going on with the world, but I personally believe breastfeeding is best for the baby. I get it if you can't do it and it's not a thing for you and it just doesn't work, that's okay. But you have to listen to your intuition as a woman, because I hear people like being told not to breastfeed, and I'm like, whoa, why would you not breastfeed if you can? This is my opinion, but it's the best for them. Immunity, you know, all the good stuff. It is so, so important for your baby. So that's my opinion. I know, obviously, it's quite a taboo topic and subject, but that is my opinion when it comes to breastfeeding. If you can, totally do it. Obviously, other things that come into play, your hormones are still going to be balanced through. There's so many benefits to breastfeeding. Go online, check the benefits. Then there's the, like, vanity reasons that obviously when you're breastfeeding you can't do certain things, like have aesthetics, if you get Botox fillers, anything like that. Things that you eat, obviously, as a no-go, like there's certain things you can't OD on caffeine, you can't obviously drink alcohol, all that kind of stuff. So if you're breastfeeding, for me, it's just kind of, it's a little glow up and recharge moment as well when it comes to everything. So hair, nails, aesthetics. But when I stop breastfeeding, I'm going for aesthetics the lot. You know, hang tight for the Holly Philippa glow up, because if it makes you feel good, do it. As long as you're not hurting anyone. Tip four, obviously, make sure you're looking after you as well as a new mum. Nutritionally, movement-wise, don't force yourself back into the gym if you're not ready. Get walking. Walking is one of the best things you can do, with the pram as well. Like, that's going to engage your core, activate your core. So don't feel bad for not going to the gym. Do your rehab. Do what you got to do, dependent on your birth as well. Like, natural birth, cesarean, like, they're both going to have different impacts on your body. So yeah, no pressure. Get walking. Have a green juice every day. You know, you probably, like, when I was breastfeeding, I was even more hungry than prior to having Saint. Like, literally, I was ravenous. I'm talking cake, Battenberg cake, ice cake, cream cake. Oh my god, give me the cake. When I was breastfeeding, I didn't care. I was like, oh my gosh. They say you need about 500, 600 calories extra when you're breastfeeding, which is also a good excuse to breastfeed, because I love food. I eat to live. Live to eat? No, live to eat. Eat to live. No, I live to eat. 100%. Live to eat. Defo. That is me. Living to eat. So yeah, I mean, I still love my cake. But then it's like your milk flow, it regulates, and that regulates your appetite as well. And everything is temporary in life. Remember this, guys. Like, everything in life we experience is temporary. The bad times, the good times. So learn from the bad times, enjoy the good times as much as you can. And I tell you one thing, even though the birth, some people could class it as a traumatic event, you know, that really made me feel like, shit, I can do anything in this world. If I can do that, I can do fucking anything. So use these bad times as, they say breakdowns make breakthroughs as well, and that's so true in life. But if you can avoid a breakdown, and usually that is due to your lifestyle habits, sleep, nutrition, getting outside, not having too much on your plate, not taking on too much, and just being, easier said than done, I get it, but train your brain to do that, because our brains are designed to always think of the negative as a protection mechanism over the positives in life. And that's why I think the world now is just so much anxiety, depression, or we call it anxiety and depression, because we're always thinking of the negatives, which if we can train our brain to think of the positives, I think that's important. Yeah, my dad sent me a link on that actually the other day. A doctor did a little video on TikTok, which was really interesting. So yeah, okay, next tip after nutrition and just general taking care of yourself so you can be the best mum for your baby, because that is so, so important. Your baby's going to feed off you, not just breastfeeding, your energy levels, your mood, your emotions. You know, have your down days. If you need to cry, cry. But you need to be the strongest version of you, and that doesn't mean taking from you. That means giving to you in any way that you can. If you have a partner, then obviously make sure you're getting a couple of hours to you a day. You know, getting a nap in, going for a spa, getting a massage, just going for a walk. You need to look after you. So, so important as a mum. Take the pressure off. Personally, for me, I didn't do any like prenatal classes. I think it was like COVID round two at that time, but I didn't do anything like that. I just kind of watched stuff on YouTube, that kind of stuff. And I have not taken Saint to any sensory classes or anything like that either, to be honest. Like, he gets so much interaction from my family and myself, and potentially I'm going to put him in nursery just for some social skills development. So if you guys, well, I've got to come on a couple of waiting lists for when he hits two, but if you guys got any recommendations in the Cheshire area for nurseries, totally let me know as well. That'd be really cool. But yeah, what else can I share what I've learned? Yeah, I'd just probably say, please don't be hard on yourself with anything when it comes to becoming a new mum. And even changes in your body, that's normal. That's going to happen. So, okay, just know that's okay. And you can work on all those kind of stuff when your baby's growing, when he's 20, when he's 30, whatever. no joke, like, obviously, you know, I'd say they're probably the first for me. And obviously I've only experienced up to this point, like the first kind of 3 months maybe, because it's just the lack of sleep and the energetic levels and the adrenaline that you've burnt through the birth, the pregnancy and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, get walking, get your green juices, stay hydrated, get some extra naps, and if you can, you know how we roll. If there's anyone you want to see on the show as well, or if you want to come on the show and have a little chat with me, tell me how you feel about life, what, no matter what you do career-wise, I want anyone on the show. Like, I love to hear people's stories. I love to see the world from a different point of view. I love to learn something every single day. So if you want to come on the show, hey, drop me a DM on Instagram. If you want to see someone on the show, drop me a DM on Instagram. If you don't follow me yet on the show, on the Instagram, it's at Holly Philippa on the gram. Yeah, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. We're 23 minutes in. I want to thank you all for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this podcast. If you have, drop me a comment, drop me a review. Just, yeah, leave me a review, because I want to see. Share this episode and tag me on the gram as well. Like, if you share this episode, I'll send you my ebook, my fat loss guide. I'll send you that. So tag me, drop me a message, and I'll send you an ebook. And yeah, I'm going to keep pushing, obviously, on the podcast, because it's cool. Like, I love listening to podcasts. So I want to create that content for you all also. you want any more information about online coaching, again, drop me a DM. So you can go and check out my app, which is hollyphillippa.com, or you can DM me and we can have a little chat about my more premium coaching. So hope you're all well, guys. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay positive, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.